Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Sound the horn! By a final score of 7-4.
That is Avs Radio with the call. It is Sean and RJ, 105.3, the Phantom, RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt, Peyton and Aiden alongside. And Colorado beats the Stars 7-4. And, you know, this final score doesn't matter. It was the dumbest goal I've ever seen that put this one in a position where Colorado would get a couple of empty netters.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know that they beat Dallas 7-4. They won.
They won.
I don't know that they beat Dallas.
No. What is? I am interested in Money Puck.
Because I was look at that right
that
now.
That was luck. That was a whole lot of luck.
Now, they outshot him, though. Colorado liked
yes.
it. Colorado significantly outshot him, so that's going to skew it some. But, I mean, the bigger issue here is that the first goal you gave up went off two stars, bounced off of two skates, and then the fifth goal, the one that was the ultimately the put away, was one that bounced right off of Blackwell's chest. And so that's it's an own goal thing. 58 for Colorado.
58 for Colorado.
Yeah. But I mean, ultimately, you give up seven goals and four of them were because you had two empty netters and two that shouldn't have gone.
Right.
Not two that shouldn't have gone. Two just fluky
they
plays.
Redirects. They were.
I mean, one was redirected by your guy off of your guy and into the goal. And so I don't know if that's even a redirect.
No, that's not a redirect at all. But, man, they took a lead. They were down 2-0. They came back, took a lead. Like, what more do you want?
I mean, you'd like to see.
They came back twice.
Yeah. And look, the second period was great. And Rantanen was great. Hintz was great. The top line was fantastic. You probably didn't get enough from Wyatt Johnston in this game, especially defensively. But yeah, I mean, the top line was fantastic. There wasn't any issues. Your entire first line almost beat Colorado by themselves because they were great. They had, 9-10 points? Because Hintz had four. Rantanen had four. They got another goal off that line. So, I mean, they were fantastic.
They were, and that's the thing, that you score four, you generally think you're going to win a game, especially in the playoffs, but just that wasn't the case last night, and Colorado staves off elimination. Now, of course, you get the Pete DeBoer magic coming in game seven. He doesn't lose game sevens, and he's 13-5 off a loss as the head coach of the Stars.
Yeah, look, I mean, you feel like you're in a good position. That was a tough environment. Look, I thought Colorado played really well overall. I still think Dallas should have won this game because of the fluky nature of the McKinnon goal and the first goal they scored from Nichushkin. But this is, and I shouldn't even call it the McKinnon goal, but
yeah, I don't know. I hate how they have to give it to
like
somebody.
Whoever last touched it. Yeah.
Yeah. They have to give it to somebody. And it's like, come on. That's,
I mean, we hear about team penalties and stuff like that. I don't know why it just can't be team goal for Colorado. Like, nobody gets it. It's a team goal.
It's a team goal.
Like, you get team penalties in other sports or things like that. So just assign like, what it if, as a team goal.
What if that one goal gave him the record for most goals in a single season?
Right.
You know, like, it's like, all right, you're fudging the record books.
Or like
now.
Ovechkin's goal, his final one to get in front of Gretzky was just one that bounced off of Blackwell.
Bounced off of him, bounced off somebody else, bounced off of another skater on the other team. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me.
It was, look, they get, Colorado gets a ton of credit for playing really good hockey and like being really intense and moving forward towards the net the entire time. The problem here is just that Dallas responded in a big way with that first line and didn't get much from anybody else. And again, it's a game that you felt like they were in position to win. In reality, it feels like they should have won this game 4-3. Because like I said, first goal bounces off a couple skates. The fifth goal is one that is just an own goal. And then you get the two empty netters. This felt like a game that they should have won. I don't know that they were better overall throughout the night, but it felt like they should have won just given the fluky nature of those two.
They were clearly better in the second period. Like, clearly.
Yeah, they were dominant in the second
period. That second period team, that was, I don't know how many teams in the NHL beat the Stars.
Yeah.
That second period Stars team.
Roppe was great in that period, and then he gets the assist on the Mikko goal where you can, they were talking about it on the broadcast, you can literally hear Mikko call for Roppe to pass it over because he was open. And man, that was just, it was fantastic. That second goal was so smooth that Dallas scored just in front of the net. And I don't know, it was a great performance from that first line. That was the biggest thing I took away, was that your first line almost beat Colorado. And then you just didn't get enough from everybody else.
Nope.
Wyatt Johnston didn't give you enough. It's not been a great series, I don't think, for Matt Duchene. But Matt Duchene has like a point, I think, in the whole series.
I think it's one.
And so, I mean, it's you're not getting enough right there. But it's game seven. It'll be at the AAC. You hope the AAC is as loud as
it was crazy last night in
Colorado.
Night.
Colorado last night was. That was loud.
Yeah, it
was. You could sense it on the TV
the entire time. Game five was Liddy here. As the Tolos who were out there at the game said, it was one of the best atmospheres they had heard in a while. Toronto, they beat the Senators. I'll tell you this. They love to make it interesting. Vegas wraps it up against the Wild. They win 4-2. They win 3-2, but they win the series 4-2. And so the Oilers, they dispatch of the Kings.
Now, if you're looking at Dallas and they roll into game seven here coming up, the question will just be, are they gonna have Miro? Which I don't think so. But
I don't think so. But you know, you also hope if you're the Stars, you want St. Louis to win tonight. They play tonight against the Jets. They would force game seven. So that would give them an extra day. Because I assume if Winnipeg wins tonight, and I assume they'll probably start on Monday. But if Winnipeg loses tonight and they have to go to a game seven, they probably will get an extra day for Miro to potentially get healthy and play in that game. So you want St. Louis to win
tonight. Yeah, which I'm guessing Miro will be back for whatever potential series there is next round. It's just the question of this game seven, that's going to be a really intense game. Game seven intensity in NHL hockey, especially like in the NHL playoff hockey, is always really, really strong. Those are always really tough physical games. I just don't know. Are you going to want to drop Miro right back into that as his first game back? Or,
well, I mean, what do you want to wait?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I mean, if it's this close, if Pete DeBoer keeps talking about he's got hurdles to clear and different things that are super close for him right now, do you want to then just drop him into that atmosphere? I don't know that physically he'd be ready. I don't know that they would say he'd be ready.
That's true. Colorado's actually favored in this game seven. They're minus 140. Stars are plus 120. Thankfully, we get a 7 o'clock start, Peyton. We have to wait till 8:30.
It's Saturday. The sun will be out. That's crazy.
I don't know that. I feel like ever since I came back from this trip, my sleep schedule is still off. Like, I'm still like falling asleep on the couch, you know, like before these games.
You got in trouble?
Huh?
You got in trouble?
Oh, wait, like I had to sleep. No, we're just sitting on the couch. Like, I can't remember what we were watching. We were watching the Toronto game. And like,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, it's probably like 6:45, 7 o'clock. Just doze off. Just doze off on the couch because we haven't caught up from this jet lag. It's not even jet lag. It's just the fact that we barely slept over there and the sleep schedule got so screwed up.
Is that jet lag or you're turning 46?
It could be I'm turning 46.
You're 46?
I'm 45. Going to turn 46.
Oh, so we took these jet lag pills.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah. It's a jet lag pill. It's like 15
He met somebody in an alley on Oak Lawn.
Probably.
In a trench coat.
Called Mario.
Yeah, these are jet lag pills.
No, buddy. It was, I can't remember where Sarah got these from. But they're like 15 like little balls that you dissolve under your tongue. And they're supposed to help with jet lag. Problem is they don't dissolve under your tongue very easily. So you're sitting there like with balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I just wound up chewing them.
Are you supposed to do that?
I don't think they work that way.
Do they taste gross?
No, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with
that. What's in them?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll get the bottle.
Something that says it cures jet lag and you don't know what's in it just seems risky to just be like, oh, yeah, I'll take that.
Well, look, I'm the poster child for, oh, he got popped 80 games for PEDs. Sure, I'll take it.
Oh, you would be that guy.
Yeah, I'll be that guy. Yeah, sure. You tell me to take it, I'll take it.
Anything?
Pretty much. You know, I mean, if it's like, I'll ask what it does, but then you could always just lie to me.
Bobby, on Monday, bring some pills, just random pills you have, and then we'll just start trying them.
Let's see which pills he'll take.
Yeah. No, I know you guys.
It's a pill party.
But how about this? You know, so I said they started at 7 o'clock. If Blues Jets get to a game 7, they start at 6. The hustle on these network people to not realize that, like, you know, Winnipeg is, like, directly north of us. And mm-hmm. So is St. Louis. Like, we're not on the West Coast. We don't need an extra hour or two. Just let us play early.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? That's just typically been about the East Coast thing?
Probably, yeah.
East Coast games, they're just trying
But there's no East Coast games. Like, the only games left, I just wonder if
they structure it just in general that way.
They do. They put the Western Conference later and the Eastern Conference early. I get that part of it. But,
well,
I
last night, the Wild got 6:30 start, you know? They finally got a start early.
Yeah. It's
They hate Dallas, man. They hate us.
I know, they do. They just hate us, so. Stars lose 7-4. I can't even say that. I can't even say it with a straight face. 7-4 to Colorado last night.
And you say, so Winnipeg and the Blues, they'll play tonight.
They'll play tonight. And then we would get the winner of that series.
St. Louis is favored tonight.
All right. So that would go to, hopefully it goes to a game 7. That game 7 will be on Sunday. So the Stars, whoever wins Stars Avs would get that series pushed back.
Ugh. How good would it be to just have St. Louis handle Winnipeg?
Maybe Winnipeg closes things out like Denver tries to in the NBA. Denver's got a problem.
I'd love it.
Denver's got a problem.
Maybe Winnipeg's got some Doc Rivers to him. That'd be great.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know who the Doc Rivers of the NHL would be.
Hopefully it's Winnipeg.
Hopefully it's Winnipeg.
Then you're
the Hellebuck.
Yeah, you're all set to go, and you've already got the Blues taking out Winnipeg for you. Don't have to worry about them.
Winnipeg hasn't played well. They haven't played tremendous. Like, they should be. They're winning the series right now, 3-2. But they were by far the best team throughout the regular season in the West. I shouldn't say by far, but they were clearly the best team in the West throughout the regular season. And, you know, they just haven't played great in the playoffs. And that's not something that's new for them.
So you're saying maybe we want Winnipeg. I don't think that's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that because you wouldn't have home ice if you did. And you'd rather have home ice? Absolutely.
But it doesn't matter. They're going to lose game one anyways. They've lost the last eight game ones the Stars have, so it doesn't matter.
Is it eight?
It's eight straight game ones they've lost.
Oh, God.
So anything you own.
Is their game one streak longer than the Rangers' homerless streak?
No, it's right. It's just above it. Yeah, because the Rangers are, what, six games now? Six, seven games without a home run? God.
Somebody asked me what the... There was this meme about, hey, Dirk should be the next GM. He's like, what's the explain this to me in Rangers terms. And I'm like, this is like the Rangers hit a ball 400 feet.
Oh yeah, like in terms of it would never happen. Yeah,
it could never.
I mean, they can't even hit a ball 320 feet.
No,
like they can't even pick up an extra base hit.
No, we'll talk about that coming up next year. 105 through the fan. It's Sean and RJ. Happy Friday to one and all. The Rangers offense completely reaches a new low. This is bad, bad, bad. Bad, bad, bad. We get into it next on 105 Through the Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.